So, my friend John Affleck, who's the night chair at Penn State, wrote an article for Forbes, and in the article he says last season attendance for major college football games rose for the first time since a slide began in 2014. March Madness on the women's side set a bunch of new television ratings marks, including a final that drew 9.9 million viewers. The trend of increased interest in college sports continued this spring. College Baseball World Series, the Women's Softball World Series, the Men's Lacrosse title games all enjoyed bumps in the ratings. Why mention all this, John writes? Because 2 years and a little bit of change after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against the NCAA in a fight with the people who play college sports, opening the door to compensation for the use of athletes' name, image, and likeness, the data is showing that the key NCAA argument about the very sports it governs was wrong. Now, I know you're all surprised by this. I know you're surprised. Back in 2021, ESPN reported, and John Affleck, this is an article in Forbes. Back in 2021, ESPN reported at the time that the NCAA's lead attorney, Seth Waxman, argued before the Supreme Court in the NCAA versus Alston case, that's the one that ended up 9-0, that the unpaid status of college athletes was a major attraction for fans. To paraphrase, college sports fans wanted to see players competing for the love of the game and the glory of their alma mater, and athletes having a financial benefit tied to playing would dilute the product on the field and impact attendance and ratings. College sports would become pro sports, only not as good as pro sports, and the fans would turn away. But fans aren't turning away, as John writes. That's exactly what's not happening. John does point out there could be a lot of reasons for the trend that fans return to sports after COVID-19, the pandemic. Yeah. Big brands are doing well. True. But the fact remains that attendance for FBS football, the top division, rose 5%. Said, then there was the run of ratings bonanzas in the lesser sports as well. The news cycle runs in overdrive all the time these days, so it's easy to forget about the NCAA was wrong in predicting the direction fan interest in college sports would go in an NIL world. But it's worth taking a moment to think about why that has happened. So what John Affleck did was he decided to get the viewpoint of Larry Olmsted, who's the author of Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. You didn't make the book.
No, senor!
You don't seem happier, and you definitely don't seem understanding.
In some cases, yeah. Or in most cases, I should say.
Olmsted's take is that fans began to accept amateurism at the highest level of sports simply wasn't financially feasible once the Olympics went professional. There's a big jump from a U.S. men's ice hockey team of college kids upsetting the Soviets and then the Finns to win the gold medal in 1980 at Lake Placid to the Michael Jordan-led dream team of 1992. Even at the time, the miracle on ice, amateurism was under pressure. Part of what sparked the euphoria among Americans at beating the Soviets was that the Russians were a pro team. Everybody knew it. Everybody. The Olympics, oh no, they're amateurs. Like, excuse me, like, how much whiskey have you had today? Like, come on. Another point, Olmsted noted that as a child, you really don't choose your teams. They are chosen for you, based on where you're born, or what your parents believe in. In that way, he added, sports are a bit like religion. Now, in your families, your father, your family's what? Yankee fans, Phillies fans, Eagles?
I've created the precedent because my parents really weren't huge sports people, but my mom came from Giants, Mets, Rangers. That was pretty much it.
All right, so you decided to go with the city of, like, not-so-brotherly love. Great, okay, love it. It's a lot of fun people down there. But when it comes to college, the students heading to, quote, Big State University this fall had some say in that decision. And from the moment those freshmen attend their first football game to the time they hit the 25th reunion weekend and beyond, they are tied to that school and those teams. So their college sports teams are their team in more of a sense than I think any other team, because they chose to go there and they lived it. Remember how I talk about how you, in recruiting, you go to a school, you sell it, but if you're a graduate of the school, you share it. Okay? I've talked about that forever. This is particularly in an industry, said, so whether or not college athletes receive some kind of compensation, particularly in an industry where the highest paid coaches make $10 million a year, is basically immaterial for fans, because coaches, athletes, students in the stands, and alumni all in some way represent the same institution. And John Affleck then ties it together at the end, which brings us back to explaining why the NCAA was wrong. Because college sports fandom isn't about chasing some purist ideal of amateurism. It's about being true to your school. Now, the one area I would bring up to John, and I did, I emailed him about this, texted, emailed him, and tried, whatever. Is that I also feel like playing a role in the general interest. I mean, you cannot say that the gambling doesn't play a role in this in terms of driving even more interest toward the games. But you can sit at home and watch all these games. The fact that they're going to the games means something. When you talk about the 9.9 million, let's face it, star power means something too. Caitlin Clark gave star power to the NCAA championship game against LSU. But at the end of all the speeches I have made this year, I talk about, and with complete sincerity, because as you know, I've talked about it before, I'll tell the people in the room what you, the fans, mean. And about the commitment seven times a year in the fall, and everything that they have to do to get there to be a part of the game. And in a world where you have all these entertainment options, you choose Penn State football. You know, and you buy the groceries, and you buy the gas, and you fight the traffic, and you get in the parking lot, and you set up the tailgate, and, you know, yeah, you have a great time, and then you greet the team, and you go in, and you cheer, then you come out, and then it's over, and you spend time after the game talking and enjoying, but then you got to pack up, and then you got to fight the traffic again, then you got to buy more gas, and it's a great commitment. You're listening to